Good evening, my dear friends and respected followers, respected guests, everyone that's on my page, peace be upon you all. All right, now, after we exposed the child raping in the books of Imam Khomeini, a group of people came out saying, no, this is not true, Tawheed is lying, these are not the books of Khomeini, trying to stick up for a absolute advocate for child raping. So how about I just show you the book? This here is Tahrir al-Wasila, and it's volume number 2, and published in the Islamic Republic of Iran. We'll take a look at the license of the book, published by the institute that publishes and spreads the teachings of Imam Khomeini. This is their email if you'd like to go and say thank you to them, these advocates for child rape. This is the book that I was forced to study in the Islamic Institute of Iran. This is the book of Sharia law. Come over here. The chapter of marriage, the ethics of conducting a marriage contract, marriage procedure. Page number 255, Sharia law number 12, clearly he rules, this is his verdict, لا يجوز وطء الزوجة قبل إكمال تسع سنين, it is not permissible to sexually penetrate the wife before she finishes 9 years old, whether it be permanent or temporary marriage. وأما سائر الاستمتاعات, as for other methods and means of sexual pleasure and entertainment, كاللمس بشهوة, like touching out of sexual lust and hugging out of sexual lust, والتفخيد, thighing, which basically means folding the thighs of the underage girl and penetrating her thighs, all of these, كاللمس بشهوة, touching the baby girl with a sexual desire, sexual lust, hugging her with a sexual lust, and thighing her, فَلَا بَأْسَ بِهَا, there is no problem in that, فَلَا بَأْسَ بِهَا, there is no problem in that, حَتَّى, even, فَالرَّضِيعَ, even with the baby girl, newborn, رَضِيعَ means the baby that is suckling, that is being breastfed, that was born yesterday, even with the young 1-day-year-old, 1-hour-year-old, 2-hour-year-old baby, what can you do with the baby? He tells you, you can thigh it, you can hug it in a lustful way, and you can touch it in its private areas, and he names it as sexual pleasures with this newborn baby. Then he says, وَلَوْ وَطَأَهَا قَبْلَ التِّسْءِ وَلَمْ يَفُضَّهَا, and even if this little baby, see this comma, it's not a full stop, it's a continuation of this. This baby, if she is penetrated, deflowered, before the age of 9, لَمْ يَتَرَتَّبْ عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٍ, there is nothing that could happen to the man as a punishment. Nothing happens to the rapist as a punishment. غير الإثم, other than that rapist has sinned between himself and God. Which means there's no punishment, there's no imprisonment, nothing. He just sinned, a minor sin. Then he says, وَإِنْ أَفْضَاهَا, and if he does rape her, penetrate her, insert his male organ inside her, to the point, بِأَنَّ جَعَلَ مَسْلَكَ الْبَوْلِ وَالْحَيْضِ وَاحَدًا, to the point that he rips the passage between the vagina and the external side of the body. أَوْ مَسْلَكَ الْحَيْضِ وَالْغَائِطْ وَاحَدًا, to the point that there are no longer two holes, everything becomes one big hole because he has ripped the little baby in half. Then he says, حَرُمَ عَلَيْهِ وَطْءُهَا, then only can you refrain from raping the little baby. Then he says over here, وَيَجِبْ عَلَيْهِ نَفَقَتُهَا إِذَا دَامَتْ حَيَّةً, and if she remains alive, this little baby, this little baby, if she remains alive, then you have to give her money. وَإِن طَلَّقَهَا, even if he divorces her, this little baby girl. Now, بَلْ وَإِن تَزَوْجَتْ بَعْدَ الطَّلَاقِ, and after this rapist has finished raping the little baby girl, and he pays her the money, and she goes to marry off another person, another rapist, who's a baby girl, marries off another rapist, بعد الطلاق على الأحواط, and then after she rapes this, she is raped once again by the new rapist, it says, ويجب عليه دية الإفضاء, he needs to give her, this little girl, more money, the dowry for taking her virginity. Other than that, she is an object that can be molested and raped and touched and thighed, even if she's younger than 9. Why? Because لا بأس فلا بأس بها. There's no problem in that. Imam Khomeini, a sick human being. Goodbye.